Granny's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lovin' Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the war bond contest to elect a wife for Lum goes successfully on its way, and the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff co-chairmen are still not speaking to each other. Grandpappy Spears is helping Abner with the sale of bonds and the voting, while Lum has hired Frederick as his aide and secretary. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and his secretary in one part of the Jotham Down store. Abner is talking on the phone. Listen.
Yes, Lum. Sister Simpson's leading by one vote now. Well, all right, Miss Clayton. Goodbye.
Granny said that we might have to get off for summers where it's more quiet. This one, summers where we won't be interrupted over 2 seconds by that idiotic phone call. This one, did you say Sister Simpson was ahead, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, she's ahead.
Keep still. If you're going to be my private secretary, you got to be more careful who you speak to.
Well, say, Abner, I understand that contest idea is going awful good. Oh, it's doing fine. Awful fine. I understand it's selling a heap more bonds than any idea of your other cool chairmen have studied up yet. Oh, a lot more. Ain't no doubt about that, yeah.
Cedric, do you feel a big wind blowing in the store?
No, Mom, don't believe I do. Is it one blowing?
Just skip it and hang up while I finish writing this note.
Don't you want me to pick a dicker tape from you?
No, I want to be able to read this one.
Yeah. Reckon we'll ever be able to read what's in them letters I wrote for you yesterday?
Abner, I believe that was your ring. Well, now let me get it. Well, all right, you get it, then. I don't care.
That ain't enough to make a strong man say
just a phone, do you? Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Sister Simpson, by one vote. Not at all. Goodbye.
Here. All right, Cedric, I want you to take this note and deliver it to a certain fella known as Mr. Peabody.
You mean Mr. Abner?
No, I mean, tell him I want an answer right away.
Well, why don't you just tell it to him? He's standing right over there.
Because I ain't talking to him, that's why. Me and him are unspeakable.
Well, yeah, forgot about that. Here's a note for you, Mr. Abner.
Don't holler, Cedric. Go over and hand it to him.
Abner, you got time to read a bunch of trash? No, I'm afraid I'm a pretty busy man today. Ain't got time.
Here's a note for you, Mr. Abner.
Well, I'll take care of it when I get time. Got to answer the phone now. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Sister Simpson, by one vote. Not at all. Oh, no, that's all right. Yes, Mom, one vote now.
Hey, Abner. Abner.
Just a minute.
The winner just picked up 3 votes.
The winner?
Yeah, it gives her a 2-point lead.
Oh, much obliged, Grandpap.
Yep. See you later.
Yeah, all right. Hello. Correction. Mrs. Abernathy is ahead by 2 votes now. Not at all. Goodbye.
Good for the winner.
Now, what was you wanted, boy?
Here's a note for you from Mr. Loan.
Oh, well, ain't that nice. Taking what he wants.
Don't know. What was you want, Mr. Loan?
Tell him to read it and find out.
Well, I'm reading it. I'll stand to it.
Well, that's what Mr. Lum wanted you to do.
Yeah, I know what I'm just trying to make out this handwriting. Mr. Abner Peabody, Jr., co-chairman. Dear sir, whom it may concern, I hereby and herewith invite the above named party, namely Mr. Peabody, to join me in a conference to discuss a certain idiotic contest which is being run by the above said Mr. Peabody. Said Mr. Peabody. Did I say that?
Yes, Mom. I just now heard you say it.
Oh, I want to watch myself. My face is the above said mentioned honey.
What?
Conference will be held in my office in the interest of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. Please, Ripley, at...
Reply.
Reply at your earliest... at your earliest conference.
Convenient.
Mr. L. Edwards, Ted Keith Co-Chairman.
Good old...
That's all
they're
going
to. This is a good one,
wasn't it? Well, I saw better things. It's lots of time. That ain't much writing notes.
Going to answer it, Frank?
I might. I don't know. I'm an awful busy man these days, Cedric.
Mr. Peabody, don't answer that right away. A certain Fed Mason Jr. co-chairman is going to have an awful big bump on his head. I can tell him that.
I might write him a little. Get the phone from him and Cedric Clark. I'll write up my hand and
everything. What do I say?
I'll just tell them that the widow's leading my two votes. That's all you need to say. We'll see how that starts this out.
Hello?
Here's
hello?
Evans.
Hello?
You
just keep saying hello while I do this.
Well, tell them the widow's leading by two votes now, Cedric. That's all you got to do.
Hello?
Cedric,
I done said that.
Cedric, don't keep hollering hello. Just tell them the widow's leading by two votes.
Who?
The
widow's voting by two leads. Goodbye. See, that was Dory Redfield, I think. Sounded sort of like T4.
Yeah, don't bother me, Cedric. I'm trying to figure out what I'm putting down here.
In fact, he said it was Dory Redfield, so that's what more likely was.
Here, Cedric. Here's my answer all wrote out. Deliver it to Mr. Eddie. Take it over there to him.
What did you say?
Well, it's all wrote down there. Just take it on over to Lum. I'm Mr. Eddie.
He signed it.
Now, howdy, Grandpap. How's it going now?
Sister Simpson's back in the lead again.
Sister Simpson?
Yeah, five of her boarders just now bought bonds and voted for her. She told them they wouldn't get clean sheets on their beds if they never.
She's a steamer, she is.
Yeah, I better get back.
Yeah, well, I'll take over for you when you want to go to lunch. Just let me know.
All right, Abner.
You hear that, Lum? Did you hear that, Abner? No, I don't believe I did. Well, it seems that Sister Simpson told her boarders that if they never voted for her...
I did right.
Huh?
Cedric, take this note back and tell Mr. Peabody to write it so the body can read it.
You just tell Mr. Edwards not to bother to tell you to bring that thing back over here, because I ain't got time to sit around and write notes all day.
Tell Mr. Peabody you better do what I say, or I'll get Mr. Morgenthau to absolve Mr. Peabody from his co-chairman's job.
Just tell Mr. Edwards to go ahead and try it and see if I can.
Wait a minute. You fellas don't give me a chance to tell none of that stuff to you. Now, back up and start over.
Well, go ahead and tell it then.
I can't recollect none of it now.
Just tell him.
Say it over again.
I'm trying to, if you'll be quiet. Tell him that I ain't got time to be writing notes all day.
All right, then tell Mr. Peabody to write it orally this time.
Huh?
Tell it to me by word of mouth.
Let's start all over again. I got lost way back there somewhere. Jumped the track, I think. Now, what did you say first now, Mr. Edmonds?
I don't recollect, Ted. It don't make no difference now. Just give me my note, and I'll read it out loud to him.
Yes, Mom.
I hate to be so ignorant that I couldn't even read right, and I'll tell you that. A four-year-old youngin could read what I put down there. I know why Mr. Edwards has so much trouble with it, though. He just don't know how to read. That's his trouble.
Oh, yes, it is.
Can't read that.
Here it is.
Yeah. I'll have to read it to him, give him some books and send him to school, said it. Dear Mr. Edwards.
You said that one.
Yeah, that's how it starts out there. Dear Mr. Edwards, that's what I put up the top.
I know that. I got that for myself.
Yeah, that's the way you always start letters out. And it goes on to say, that is sort of hard to make out there, Cedric.
Maybe you're like me, Mr. Abner. I can read reading pretty good, but I can't read writing.
I'll get it all right. The spectacle is sort of blurred up, I believe, the trouble.
Excuses he's making up.
Don't be
questioned. Cedric, tell Mr. Peabody I ain't got time for him to make out them hen traffickers, and tell him to come over here for this conference.
Well, see, Mr. Abner, Mr. Lum, tell
me what he said. But I can't do it. I got to figure out this note first, and see if I said I could come to the meeting or not.
Good goodness sake.
I might have said I couldn't make it. I don't know. I can't go over if I said I couldn't go.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the conference anyway.
What did I say there?
And here's the whole thing, Abner. You got to call this silly contest off. That's all there are to it.
Looks like a hell right there. Either L or F. Damn, I know my
this
right.
Contest is embarrassing and humiliating to me. I ain't going to put up with it one more day.
I think that might be a B. Could be a B.
Abner, stop reading that note and listen.
B, that's what it is.
Now, I know the contest is selling lots of bonds, but it's unlegal, I think. Because I ain't going to marry neither one of them, no matter how the voting comes out.
No, that can't be a B. I don't know.
When I get married, I'm going to pick out my own wife. No batch of people are going to elect me one. I can tell you that right now.
It'd be an X, but I don't know no words that such an X. Except X.
Abner, pay attention, for goodness
sake. I am.
Well, listen to him. You got to call this thing off, I say. I can't do it myself, because that'd make me look unpatriotic.
So, because I believe that's a P. That's what it is. P, yes, sir. That's a C-O.
Oh, here's a gentleman this time for you. From a treasure department, fella. I opened it by mistake.
T-A, that's what it is.
Go ahead and read it, Grandpap. I'm so mad I can't do nothing right.
See, it says, congratulations on unique contest idea. Your spirit of self-sacrifice in letting public choose your wife will receive special mention. Keep up the good work.
Well, I do know.
I know that. I believe I got this note figured out, Long. I said I could make it all right, so go ahead and start your conference, because I said right here. Yeah, that's one to call off the contest.
No, you ain't calling that contest off. I'll tell you that right now.
Huh?
This is one of the most unique ideas I've studied up in a long time.
You studied up?
And it's 20, give me a medal, too.